Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
NFL football last night, it was a lot of fun to watch Malik Willis with the Titans and to watch the Ravens do what the Ravens do in the preseason and to see the Giants and the Patriots play a little football. We got four more games tonight. We'll talk about the NFL coming up. A lot of college football news to get to. But first, I don't know about you guys, but I don't like it when mommy and daddy fight. And we had that last night with Kentucky. John Calipari, basketball coach. Mark Stoops on Twitter, football coach. And I will say it a couple of times as we discuss this off the start. Labels are horrible in life and not always a great thing to do. You paint yourself into a corner, and I don't understand the discussion of why you should be a football school, a basketball school, a soccer school, a baseball school, or whatever. And Auburn, if they haven't done it already, and if they can do it, they still should go back and do the everything school trademark, because that's what you should be. Before you hear what Calipari said last night, but most of you have heard it already, how excited does Alabama fans get when Montana Fouts and Pat Murphy get to Oklahoma City?
They get excited about that. Yeah, they, you know, you get a lot of the same thing, to be fair, happened with Auburn baseball this year. You get a lot of people that don't watch a single game all season.
But heck yeah.
And then all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, we're in the championship, let's go. I mean, that happens at every school. It's no shot. But yeah, they get excited. Yeah.
I mean, when your team is winning,
that's right,
and you have a school, you get excited about your team winning no matter what the sport is.
That is right, yeah.
Alabama, does football drive the bus?
Nobody will argue that.
Why do you even need to say it, John Calipari, about basketball in Kentucky? Why do you even need to say it? Everyone knows what Kentucky basketball is. I mean, you don't have to explain it.
When Alabama basketball
makes a run under Nate Oates, how crazy does it get?
Everybody gets excited, there's no doubt. And you're right, Alabama and Auburn have done it well. Auburn, we're an everything school. Alabama, we're a championship school.
Yeah.
That's actually two pretty good ways to do it in this state. I have not heard Cal yet. I've only read it. I've only read the tweeted account. So I'm interested if hearing him, because this often happens, you read it one way, then you hear it, and you're like, "Yeah, wait a minute now." So I'm interested in hearing Cal.
Well, the great folks at Kentucky Sports Radio, their digital version here is where you get this interview. But obviously, it's with several other stations, including WLEX in Lexington as well. So a little group conversation with a Kentucky basketball coach, and this is unedited. This is what they sent out of what. The unedited version, so you can't take it out of context, of what John Calipari said and Mark Stoops responded to. Here's Coach Cal.
Did that ever surprise you when you got here? You mentioned, like, where do you find Kentucky history? I know there was one point there was a museum and it shut down, but, like, that a program like this, that there's not some grand hall.
Well, you got to be.
Where you can see it all.
You got to be intentional. You got to say, we're doing this. And the reason is, this is a basketball school. It's always been there. Alabama. It's a football school. So is Georgia. I mean, they are.
Right.
This is about, our football team, I hope they win games and 10 games and go to bowls. At the end of the day, that makes my job easier, and it makes the job of all of us easier. But this is a basketball school. And so we need to keep moving in that direction and keep doing what we're doing.
Okay, so that actually changes. First of all, is that his refrigerator? That is
I was going to say, I don't know if it's a refrigerator or an elevator. We don't
know. My gosh, yeah. Robbie, what is that? That changed it a little bit for me because I didn't know the context in which Cal said we're a basketball school. First of all, let's just start with this. There is nothing he said right there that is incorrect.
No.
Nothing.
There's nothing incorrect there at all. But why does it need to be said?
Because it sounds as if, and I don't know the history of this because I don't follow Kentucky on the day-to-day, but it sounds as if there's some sort of desire for a Kentucky basketball history museum similar to the Bryant Museum in Tuscaloosa. I don't know. I don't know what the history of that is, but apparently Cal, because he's asked about that, I don't think he's just randomly asked about why was there no museum. He's asked basically in that question, why is there nothing that is that is basically celebrating the history of Kentucky basketball. And he's like, exactly, we're a basketball school. Why would we not do that?
They use Old Memorial Coliseum on campus. Rupp Arena is off campus. They use that as their big basketball practice facility. It's really amazing. I think there is some desire for him to have a new basketball-only building for men's basketball and such like that. And there's a lot of push for money. Football has had a couple of big buildings go up recently to keep them up to date by SEC football standards. And Mark Stoops done a wonderful job. Do we have Stoops' response on Twitter? Here's Mark Stoops. Basketball school? Question mark. I thought we competed in the SEC. Hashtag four straight postseason wins.
Again, nothing he said there is incorrect. He just responded with facts in the hashtag and the fact that they do, in fact, compete in the SEC. I don't know. This is one, like, if you're Mitch Barnhart still the Kentucky Athletics Director? If you're the Kentucky Athletics Director, you're like, God, I do not like seeing this play out in public. Neither coach said anything wrong, but this highlights part of the problem in being the Kentucky football coach, if you're Mark Stoops. In one sense, what John Calipari says makes your job easier because the pressure is not on you the way it is on Nick Saban or Brian Harsin or Josh Heupel or Jimbo Fisher.
But I'm busting my ass if I'm Mark Stoops to do what he's done at Kentucky.
You're right.
And he names specifically, that's where, I mean, call it a basketball school you want, but when you start naming the team I've got to get through to get to Atlanta and compete against the Georgia Bulldogs, I got to recruit against them. I got to convince guys to come play for me at the basketball school to get through that team that you name by name as a football school, Georgia. And then if I get there, chances are good I'm playing that other football school, Alabama. And now you're only helping them on recruiting, because if I'm recruiting the same guy at Georgia or Alabama, all I have to do is play that clip. Look, even the basketball coach there knows that if you're choosing between us and Kentucky, there's no choice here. So already I can't even recruit the same people that Georgia's recruiting. I got to beat them. I can't recruit them. Now we know Georgia's out recruiting Kentucky. They're going to. But I think Kentucky was a top 15 recruiting class last year at Kentucky. I mean, how good of a job is Mark Stoops doing?
But Cal's doing the same thing, right? Cal's trying to sell. We're a basketball school. Let's invest in basketball.
Oh, I tweeted this last night and got some blowback from the people I used to cover in Lexington. Auburn basketball, South Carolina basketball. They've been to the Final Four since Kentucky's been to the Final Four.
Yeah, but nobody argues those programs are better. Nobody.
Under
Jim,
Bruce
you
Pearl,
can all you want.
Under Bruce Pearl, you cannot tell me that since Bruce has been at Auburn that Kentucky basketball has been better than Auburn
but
basketball.
But if Bruce left today, what would happen to Auburn basketball?
That's not the situation.
Yes,
though.
It is.
Bruce is
that's,
there.
That's a discussion of which one is a better program.
Well,
Auburn is a better basketball team right now. There is zero doubt Auburn's a better basketball team under Bruce Pearl.
At one point, everybody considered Nebraska a better football program than most in America. It's not that way anymore.
Yeah.
And Tom Osborne left, and it's not that way anymore.
Right.
So it can be coach-driven as well. It can be coach-driven as well.
It can be, but you know good and well Kentucky is not coach-driven.
Well,
it has been a great basketball program for 100 years. It's not coach-driven.
This is not 1977 anymore. Auburn Arena is a better atmosphere right now than Rupp Arena is. You watch a game at either one of those places,
okay,
it's a better atmosphere.
Again, I don't disagree with any of that. But if Bruce Pearl left tomorrow, Auburn would have a very difficult time continuing that. If John Calipari leaves tomorrow, Kentucky will not. They're a better basketball program than Auburn.
It depends on who they hired. I mean, Bruce has it going, but it depends on who they hired.
Okay, well, Kentucky has done it for 100 years. Auburn has done it for a decade.
I mean, Kentucky's had some down times along
very
the way, much like Alabama has in football over the years.
Very few. And Alabama's the same way in football. Like,
but you expect Kentucky to come back if they have some down times, but you also thought Nebraska would come back.
Actually, no. I mean, I think you'll remember I said Nebraska has a recruiting issue.
You didn't say that in 1998, though, or 1999.
Well, I was
it started to go down.
State,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't. But my point is, John Calipari wants something at Kentucky. He's wanting them to spend money on something. I don't know the whole history of it.
Hey, here's
Ryan Lemon. Ryan Lemon is, I think he was in that room, is going to join us later. in the show and tell us what it is that Cal wants, why Cal's beating this drum.
Well, I hate to tell Cal this. You know what Kentucky fans want? They'd like to see them make it to the Final Four again.
Of course they would. Of course they would.
Or win a championship.
And Cal knows that, and he's out trying to recruit these guys, and he's done pretty well with it, but there's something he wants to help that recruiting. And again, I don't know why it's important to him, but it obviously is important enough that given the opportunity with microphones in front of him, he's going to say what he said.
DB Vito Tisdale.
What?
Kentucky defensive back Vito Tisdale.
Oh, okay.
Who will take your hat off on the head off on the field. And by the way, we'll take your head off on Twitter as well. John Calipari, check this out. Y'all crap. We run the bluegrass. Y'all boys went out in the first round to St. Peter's.
That's their own football player?
That's their DB at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Y'all boys went out in the first round to St. Peter's.
Right. I mean, don't understand me wrong here. I am not saying that what Bruce Pearl has done at Auburn doesn't have them in better shape than Kentucky right now. In fact, it does. But I'm just saying, I think even Auburn fans realize if Bruce quit tomorrow and went to TV or went to the NBA or went to coach somewhere else in college basketball, Auburn would have a difficult time replicating that. If John Calipari leaves tomorrow, the line starts at the door for coaches that are every bit as good as John Calipari.
Here's Brian Harsin.
Oh, everybody's clapping back.
Yeah, I mean, here's Brian Harsin's quick response last night. Auburn family, here's Coach Bruce Pearl, hashtag everything school. I mean, this is what it opens the door to. It opens the door for that right there.
Yeah. Well, no. Everybody's piling on. Yeah. Everybody's dunking on Kentucky.
And Kerry can say I've got a ridiculous take there about Auburn basketball being greater than Kentucky basketball, but it is. It is right now.
I mean, they're in better shape than Kentucky basketball right now. Yes, absolutely.
And Calipari has great recruiting classes and is not meeting expectations with great recruiting classes.
Yeah.
He has every advantage.
I don't disagree with
and
that.
And is underachieving.
Yep. Right.
He should talk less and work more.
Yep. I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying there, but I am saying Kentucky's a basketball school. It is a basketball school. There was something Cal wants. He's not getting the money for it, so he decided to go on a microphone. Does he probably regret the way it sounded? Yeah, he probably regrets it. He probably regrets the fact that Stoops is in his office getting ready for a football season, and he's like, hey, what the crap? You know, we're trying to win here too. I mean, support us. You know, yeah, I'm sure Cal probably feels bad about it, but Cal decided to take that moment and say what he once said. And for Goose to say the idea of Kentucky will always be to the better program is naive. Nebraska football, Tennessee football, Florida State football, USC football, they can fall off. Certainly they can. Go find me the times Ohio State and Alabama and programs like that have long-term fallen off and been nothing in college football. Moments. They've made bad hires. Both Alabama and Ohio State have made bad hires. But you've got a certain handful of football programs whose fan bases will not rest until they're successful. And that's why those programs are successful. There's a lot of reasons they're successful, but one reason they are, Ohio State fans will not be content with a bunch of 9-3s. You won't get by on that. You're going to get fired. Alabama fans aren't going to be content with a bunch of 9-3s. You're going to get fired. And people can make fun of the fan bases all they want for that, but you better believe that's one reason their programs are always good, because their fans demand it. They demand to be good. Greg Byrne, the minute Nick Saban retires, Greg Byrne knows, I got to go get a coach that can meet the fans' demands at Alabama or he won't be here long, and I'll be hiring a new coach in 4 years. That's the reason those programs are always great, because their fans demand that they be great.
Or it's why they have a 17-year gap between national championships, because maybe they hired the wrong coach because they're pressing so hard. I mean, there's a long gap between 92 and 2009.
Yeah, there's no doubt that, well, they hired wrong coaches. Yeah. I mean,
and by the way, it wasn't a smooth ride between 1979 and 1992 either. I mean, it was a little bit of a gap too.
Now, the problem, specifically Alabama, is who you're talking about here. The specific problem there was they had this antiquated idea of only hiring Alabama people, so they limited their candidates.
Right.
And that might have been a fan. I think that was somewhat of a fan issue, which became an athletic director issue.
And by the way, 41 years is a long time between Georgia football school in 1980 and what happened last year. That's a little bit of a gap.
Yeah, but
I would
never put Georgia in the same category as Alabama and Ohio State. No,
Calipari
and Notre Dame.
The football icon,
well,
John Calipari.
Currently are a football school.
Never liked John Calipari.
Oh, bull crap. When he came on our show, you liked him after he came on our show. That's bull crap.
I'm always nice to everybody. Would I rather have Bruce Pearl as my coach or John Calipari? I'd rather have Bruce Pearl.
Okay, that's
Would I
fine.
Rather have Nate Oates as my coach or John Calipari? I'd rather have Nate Oates. I would.
Now, Dunaway, I love Nate Oates. You know I love Nate
I'd
Oates.
Rather have Andy Kennedy as my coach than I would John Calipari. I'd love any of those guys. They're nicer guys. I'd rather win with nicer guys who aren't going to cut the knees out of somebody. I mean, that's a 2x4 to the knee shot at Mark Stoops there. How can you do that to your own guy? How can you do that?
I don't think that was his intent. I mean, I think it's all thinking. You say stuff. We do 4 hours a day. You say stuff all the time on that microphone. You immediately regret. You're like, ah, crap. I wish I hadn't said that. There's no undoing it. We can't reel it back in. Once it gets past that mic, past Rockstar. Well, I mean,
Macho Man is the greatest wrestler of all time.
I still stand by Macho. He's my favorite wrestler of all time.
No, you weren't your favorite.
You didn't say your favorite. You said he was the best wrestler of all time, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Thought he was an entertaining gig he had going.
Well, again, now you're changing your words.
Yeah. I thought he was one of the best. One of the best.
Steffi Graf with the smoke show.
She was for a brief moment of time. Now, I mean, Madonna was hot at one point. She wasn't the other night.
A long time ago.
Yeah. There was just one moment of time, but it was fantastic. I mean, Steffi Graf had a kicking little body at center court.
A kicking little body. No, Rockstar. Don't miss the best part of that. A kicking little body at center court.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she looks like on the runway.
But at center court, that was
she was dropping those drop shots. Hot as fire.
A kicking little body.
40 love, if I do say so myself.
Nothing but aces on my side.
Hey, part of our show today being brought to you by our friends at Redmond Vodka. Raise one up here today. Redmond Vodka.
Yeah, Redmond Vodka is, first of all, number one, it's local, right? And we love supporting local here. Our buddy Charles Barkley involved with Redmond Vodka. And their goal at Redmond Vodka is clarity, taste, color, and smell. Basically, vodka perfection. 8 times distilled, available at your local package and ABC stores, wherever you get it. Redmont Vodka in restaurants. If they don't have Redmont, say, whoa, don't give me just any vodka. We want Redmont Vodka here. Make sure that restaurant goes and gets Redmont Vodka.
Yeah, absolutely. And a proud sponsor, one of the proud sponsors of our party coming up on Tuesday night at Walk-Ons in Hoover. We appreciate Walk-Ons, our friends at Bud Light, and our friends at Redmond Vodka bringing you our kickoff party. Make plans to be there with us over at Walk-Ons in Hoover, just off I-459 near the Hoover Met. It's a beautiful location there always. We had a blast last year at Walk-Ons on 280. We'll do the same thing. 5:30 Tuesday is when it starts. But if you can't get there until 6:30 or 7 or 7:30, don't worry about it. We'll be going on for a while there. Swing by there. And check out our Instagram page right now. Go over to the Instagram, Next Round Live, Next Round Live on Instagram. Taylor is running a giveaway right now with just a boatload of stuff. Go check that out. Follow, like, and subscribe, everything you're supposed to get into that drawing right there to win a great giveaway. That's some of the stuff that you can walk away with right there, and that's a lot of great stuff. And that championship Daniel Moore print right there is a big piece of that, and we appreciate the folks at New Life Art throwing that in there, and a lot of other great gifts. We'll have Tuesday night Walk-Ons in Hoover starting at 5:30 until the party's over. Walk-Ons in Hoover, thanks to Redmond Vodka and our friends at Bud Light there. All that's coming up.
There's zero chance you would take Nate over John Calipari. Now, I love Nate Oates. Love Nate Oates. I mean, it'd be hard for me to be a bigger fan of the two coaches we have in the state.
I'm not going resume all time. I mean, obviously, Calipari has done more than Nate Oates has done. But moving forward, I would take Nate Oates. I want somebody who's got a little fire left in their belly,
right?
You
don't think Cal has got fire left
in their
belly?
I mean, what has he done
lately?
Because
he did one interview in front of a massive refrigerator where he kneecapped his college football coach. You don't think he's got fire in his belly?
I mean, Brown, we're about to play the 22-23 season. If they don't make the Final Four this year, it'll be 8 tournaments that they have not made the Final Four. Well,
Nate Oates has never made one.
Well, he hasn't, but he's got the fire to get there. I mean, I don't know what's left in John. We got a poll question now. Yeah. At Next
the
Round
man
Live.
Wore a T-shirt at an interview at his house
in front of a massive refrigerator. Yeah.
We have a poll question out right now. Right. Who's at Kentucky longer, Stoops or Calipari? And you can
see,
go.
See, I mean, again, you can vote at nextroundlive.com.
Thank
or
you.
Or at nextroundlive, excuse me. National championship runner-up. I'm just going to give you, since 2013, national championship runner-up, Final Four, round of 32, Elite Eight, Sweet 16, Elite Eight. Had a really good team the year the tournament was canceled. They had won the SEC the year the tournament was canceled. Bad year, COVID year. And then got bounced in the first game this year. I mean, that's... You're painting it as if John Calipari's forgotten how to coach basketball. I mean, he's, yeah, but he's that had football four team. Elite Eights.
I mean, you named a couple of Capital Ones and a couple of Peach Bowls and a couple of Outback Bowls there for Nick Saban at the football school.
Yeah.
And nobody would be raving about Nick Saban anymore. They'd be like, God, has he lost his fastball?
Right.
Are we in the Outback Bowl this year after being in the Capital One Bowl last year?
Mm-hmm.
People would be like, oh, maybe it's time for Coach Bryant to move on.
Well, it was a good thing. I'm glad Coach K lost his fire and retired. He lost his fire too, right?
Coach K? Where were they last year?
They were in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you want to compare it to Calipari?
No.
No, you don't, because you know you'll be wrong, because you would never have said the same thing about Coach K.
He was in the Final Four last year.
Jim, that's 1 year. So you're going to make this a one-year argument?
No. When is Calipari going to get him back there? It's been 2015. That's a long time. It's a long time.
I mean, I don't. You just, you're not. I don't think you're right here. You're just not right. John Calipari's lost his fire.
My point of the whole conversation was this. Why do you need to even say that we're a basketball school and that Alabama and Georgia is a football school?
Because
how does that benefit you?
Because he's trying to get money for some museum that's apparently important to him. I don't know why it's important. Ryan Lemon's going to join us at 10 o'clock, and he's going to tell us why it's important. I don't live in Kentucky. I don't know.
So
he's saying we're a basketball school. How can I not get this money I want for this? We've got to invest in it. We're a basketball school. Let's invest in basketball.
So if you're a basketball school, why is it so hard for him to get the money? I don't understand.
I don't know. That's why he's talking about it in a media interview, because for whatever reason, it's tough to get money.
Those people will pay millions of dollars for a horse.
I'll tell you. I'm going to guess what might have happened. You want me to guess what might have happened?
Well, they gave their money to football.
They probably gave their money to the football NIL fund, and he looked at that and said, well, time out. I mean, I want Mark Stoops to be good, too, but don't forget who pays the bills here. We're the basketball school.
But I told you yesterday, Oscar Tshiebwe has made $2.7 million in NIL money since he announced he was coming back, and it's August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even to basketball season yet. He's already pocketed $2.7 million.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you
I don't even think he has a work visa here in the U.S.
Can I ask you this question? You don't know that.
I don't think he could travel with the team to this tournament.
Can I ask you this question? When we were working in corporate radio and everything was kicking and we were making our corporation a ton of money, hand over fist, they were getting money from our show, right? And you saw them investing in underperforming stations and we needed stuff, did it piss you off?
Did it piss me off?
Yes, it did. I know it did because I lived with you. It pissed you off. How can we not get this? And stations that can barely pay their bills or are losing money, they're getting the money. We need this.
I don't remember them getting anything, though. I always felt bad for them.
Okay.
I mean, I did.
They're laughing back there. They're laughing at you.
I mean, I don't remember them getting anything. We weren't getting anything, but I don't remember them getting anything. Nobody was spending money on anything.
All right.
And I don't really.
You're going to be disingenuous about
this. No, I'm not. I never knew what was going on unless you told me. You were always in the boss's office. I wasn't.
You didn't even open your emails.
Really.
All right. NFL football last night, what we saw and a lot more. Part of the show being brought to you by our friends at Hemphill. Lance, there's a chance Lance will send out some locks today. He had a good time down. Wait for it. At the Floribama last night.
Was that his last night there?
I think it's his last night at the Floribama. Lance has been at the Floribama Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, six times. Great another poll question. Is there a chance Lance has been to the Floribama more this week than he has his whole life? Six times.
Oh, that's a good poll question, Taylor. Yeah, Lou. More times at the Floribama for Lance this week or the rest of his life combined? I think
question. No, he's a what do you guys call him? A stage five clinger. He'll be at the Floribama a lot now on because he knows how to get there.
I know names now.
Yeah,
I know owners.
He knows how to get there now. He'll be there a lot now. But to this point, he's been there six times because I think I have been there five times in my life, and then I went four nights. I mean, almost doubled it up myself.
Yeah. Little did the owner, Paul, the owner of the Floribama, know when he said it in front of us, but when he used the phrase stage five clinger, that has become show vocabulary now. Yeah. We will use that the rest of the show.
That's good t-shirt, too. Stage five clinger.
The old stage five clinger.
Yeah. Anyway, Hemphill brings you the lock. Lance will send one out when he gets up a little bit later on today. For all your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name Birmingham's trusted since 1954. It's Hemphill Services. Adam and Chad, the bosses over there, they put together a championship team that fixes it right, and fixes it the first time at a fair price. Call them up, 205-229-2090, 229-2090, or just remember the name Hemphill. What we saw last night in the NFL and a new contract for a coaching legend, that and more coming up.
Follow the Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
This hour of the Next Round is brought to you by Culver's, now featuring the Big Wisconsin Cheese Pub Burger. Stop in the Highway 150 or the Highway 280 location and enjoy one today. That's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about my friends at Michelson Laser Vision, located conveniently UAB Highlands. Almost 20 years ago, I went in for the procedure. Only took 12 minutes for both eyes. When I went in, I had 20/200 vision. I was legally blind. Now I have 20/15 vision, still 19 years later. Make the call today. Schedule a hassle-free consultation. 969-8100. Dr. Mark Michelson, Dr. Jen Michelson, Michelson Laser Vision. Make sure you tell them the Next Round sent you. 969-8100 or MichelsonLaserVision.com.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Did you know that many professional athletes have their shoes custom fitted to their feet? At New Balance Birmingham, we think everyone should have perfect fitting shoes. So our in-store fit specialists take precise measurements to determine your foot size, shape, and gait before matching you with the perfect New Balance shoe. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. New Balance Birmingham. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today.
IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. It's our friends at Hydra Live Therapy. IV therapy treatments are packed with nutrients to increase energy, reduce stress and anxiety, and boost your immune system and more. If you mention the Next Round at checkout, save 20% off any service. You can join the IV League today. Members are rewarded with deep discounts. Make sure you ask about that. Hydra Life Therapy opens 7 days a week. Homewood, Tuscaloosa, and coming soon to Greystone.
You hear a lot of interesting phrases while playing golf, like, "I think you're on the beach," or the classic, "You gotta hit it, Alice." One word you're sure to hear right now at Bentbrook Golf Club is wow. Brand new carts with complimentary GPS and the bent grass greens are so consistent, you just might drain a few more putts. Alice, tee it up and find out for yourself. Book a round today at bentbrook.com or call 428-1999. It's better at Bentbrook.
Summer is here, and with that comes some great occasions that may require flowers or a great gift. For that, the answer is Blakely's Bouquets. Blakely's provides speedy, same-day delivery. Check them out online at blakeleysbouquets.com, or you can order over the phone at 205-579-4900. Blakely's is right there in Homewood, just off Oxmoor Road. Friendly folks in the most unique and custom designs. See it all online at blakeleysbouquets.com.
Hey parents, is your son or daughter moving to Tuscaloosa this fall? Tyler Bigby can help. Listen to this former client of Tyler's.
Hello folks, my name is Toby Banks, and Tyler has helped us sell, buy, and sell again while our sons were at Bama. We saved over $84,000 by purchasing a home through Tyler versus paying rent for 7 years.
If you're considering buying or selling, call Tyler Bigby with the Advantage Realty Group, 205-826-6476. Once again, that's 205-826-6476.
Hey, it's Jim Dunaway. Let me take a second to talk about my friend Greg from Pell City and his company, Storm Restoration Roofing. He's the owner, and it's been locally owned for over 20 years. Insurance companies love Greg, and that's going to benefit you, the customer. Storm Restoration Roofing is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they'll give you a free no-cost inspection. No obligation, no cost. 205-542-3531. 542-3531, or look up Greg from Pell City on Facebook. It's Greg Nelson and Storm Restoration Roofing.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family, all at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
back with you on the next round. We'll get to some of your comments in the chat room before Rockstar tells us about his guy. Oh, interesting arrest last night for some of you.
Wow. That's a weird way of putting it.
Well, I mean, it made headlines.
Seems pretty minor, though, doesn't it?
It's a Class B misdemeanor.
Yeah, it's one of those charges end up getting.
But I don't know what criminal mischief is.
I think criminal mischief probably is one of those catch-alls.
Isn't that what I got charged with when I banged?
That's what I was going to say.
Banged a trash can with an aluminum base. I mean, not a a mailbox with an aluminum bat.
Bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the legal definition of criminal mischief: crime of damaging another person's property. That's it.
Yeah.
It can involve, depending on state, the defacement, destruction, or alteration of property with criminal intent. Criminal mischief examples include vandalism and graffiti, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's...
This is nothing real serious.
I knew it sounded familiar. Well, it was pretty serious when I smashed that mailbox, according to the owner of the mailbox.
You weren't a significant Texas football player that was going to get off easier.
Yeah. If I am upset with somebody and I just run my key down the side of their car.
Just run the key.
Just run that key down the side of the car. I'm going to say that probably falls under their criminal mischief.
Yeah. But Ajay Hall is the guy arrested by the University of Texas police, criminal mischief there. The $100 to $750 worth of damage there. It is nothing on the criminal scale.
It's a headline.
But it's a bad look.
It's a bad look, and it's a headline, and people don't like Ajay Hall because of the attitude he had here at Alabama and the fact that he transferred. But this is one of those where I will guarantee you, much like the TJ Finley situation, assuming the rest of his record is clean, this gets dropped. This doesn't even go on his record. You'll see a story soon, charges dropped, and he'll move on and play. Probably won't even be suspended.
Ajay Hall versus Alabama.
I think...
There'll be a lot of grudges on that field from that secondary and Ajay Hall there covering each other. Smack talk will be high in that.
The smack talk will be high. Yeah, we assume that.
I hope we don't have the rules in college that I saw in the first.
Bad was that?
I mean, all the guy did was break up a play last night. The Giants DB Aaron Robinson, I think.
Yeah.
He breaks up the play, and all he did was go, whoa.
Right over the guy. He looks down at him and does that, basically says incomplete.
I mean,
come on. And then they flag it for taunting. Come on, man. This is the freaking NFL.
And if I can sack the quarterback and get up and do all that stuff they do after they sack the quarterback and not get a flag for that, I'm as a DB, I can't even do that anymore.
No, it was ridiculous.
I hate those
ridiculous
kind of penalties.
By the way, I think Alabama fans want Ajay Hall and Jaleel Billingsley in that game. They 100% want those guys. Like, this is not one of those who, I hope he's suspended for Alabama. No, 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 no. I think Alabama fans want to face those two guys.
I mean, those two guys, talented enough to contribute for you at Alabama. I mean, they could have it. You know, they could have a game of their lives. They may play better in that game than they do any other game all year long. They have the talent to beat you. They have. Those two players.
What a hollow win if you win because those guys are suspended, though. You want to go beat a team
best. No, I don't want them to be suspended. I'm just saying be careful what you wish for because Hall and Billingsley were good enough to contribute at your school, and they got recruited to your school for a reason. They got talent. You don't want them with an axe to bear in that game.
But I would also look across and say there's a reason they had to transfer. They were talented enough to contribute, but oddly, they weren't contributing.
It would be so Jaleel Billingsley-like to go out and have a game like he had against Clemson or somebody.
Yeah. I think Bama fans 100% want to see those guys.
Part of the show being brought to you by Adam Mestre.
Among the almost 4,000 agents in the Birmingham area that have recorded a sale in 2022, Adam is in the top 8% of said agents. He's a third-generation realtor born and raised in Birmingham, so he knows the area. You want a guy like Adam to find a house for you? Why rent when you can buy? Give me a second, guys.
I got a funny one.
Buying a home is the largest financial decision you will make, so make sure you are using an agent that you can trust to help walk you through the process. Call Adam Mestre for a free home evaluation at 205-422-0589 or visit mdrealtyllc.com. At MD Realty, we make house calls brown.
Kevin says Hall should be charged criminal mischief for the scholarship money he stole from Alabama.
That wouldn't be a Class B misdemeanor. You could also say, with his hands, how in the world could he do any damage with those things? He can't hold on to anything. NFL last night. Baltimore wins their 21st straight preseason game. They beat Tennessee 23-10. But in that game, Malik Willis, which was a much talked about draft pick, the one-time Liberty and Auburn quarterback, and there were I SportsCenter right after the game, Damian Woody and the SportsCenter anchor, I don't remember his name, mentioned a little Steve McNair-esque in what they saw in Malik Willis. Now, he's got a long way to go to get to Steve McNair-esque, but he had some good moments last night. He threw a couple of good balls. He was creative in the pocket, ran the ball when he scrambled for that touchdown. What did you think of Malik Willis last night?
Well, and I didn't get to see the whole game. We weren't getting it here locally. I watched all of the Giants-Patriots, so I was getting the highlights. So I'm seeing his best moments or his worst moments, right? I'm not seeing the every play. Not that I could break down the film if I did. You know, I like what I saw out of the guy. He's got a strong arm. He runs well. You know, I think once he develops an awareness of the pro game, I think it'll be interesting to see if he's ever just handed the reins, how he does in an actual game. You know, I don't suppose Tannehill's going to play much in the preseason, so there's a chance in this next game maybe you'll get to see him play more with starters.
Right.
I'd like to see that at Malik Willis because I think he's at least one of their options for the future. I don't think Tannehill's future is long-term in Tennessee. I think they're ready to move on for that. And Malik Willis is drafted to be a guy that factors into that future. So I think I think Mike Vrabel owes it to the franchise to get a look at him some in the preseason. I hope they do. I'd like to see him play with starters.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
And you never know what he's playing against, whether it's twos or threes
what. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I don't know what he was doing.
Were you impressed though?
I thought
what you saw.
Yeah, I mean his touchdown the field on again. I just saw the highlights. But they showed on SportsCenter, if you watched it, they showed some lowlights too, you know, some sack problems and a couple of errant throws. I mean, he wasn't perfect, but there was some good there. And as Kerry says, Malik Willis ain't bad. Oh, no, he says it ain't. Malik Willis ain't it. Okay.
Oh, he says ain't it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to judge that on one preseason start, his first ever NFL start.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer either. I just was impressed in an outing there.
I would like to see his development. Again, once he gets awareness of the pro game, he brings an aspect that Lamar Jackson and guys like that bring. You know, Baker Mayfield to a certain extent, too, his ability to make a broken play into something. And Ryan Tannehill has some of that, but I don't think to the level that Malik Willis does. I mean, you can't forget Tannehill used to play wide receiver, so he's going to be able to run, right? But the touchdown that Malik Willis scored on was a play that for a lot of NFL quarterbacks would have been a sack, and Willis turned it into a touchdown. Now, the Ravens tackling down around the goal line was not particularly good. Looked like a preseason game.
But Kerry, I'll tell you the same thing I told Jay Coker. His job gets a lot easier as soon as he can turn around and hand it off to Derrick Henry.
That is very helpful. And he did not have that option last night. You're not going to see Derrick Henry in the. That's why I'm saying I'd like to see him in a situation once he gets awareness of the game where he's playing with some starters. It's going to be so hard to judge him in the preseason. He's playing against the other team's twos and with a lot of his twos.
Speaking of other people's starters, the Giants had a couple of their starters out there for a while. Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Giants beat the Patriots 23-21. But Brian Daboll, new coach, out there with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Barkley just, you know, he has been injured. He's been injured a lot.
You got to get him some carries.
Yeah, so he got out there and got hit a little bit last night and looked okay. It's always fun to watch. I like when Saquon Barkley's healthy. And Daniel Jones, but again, you don't know what he's playing against, looked pretty good on that opening drive in those wonderful white road unis that the Giants have.
That's a good look, isn't it?
Good look right there. If we ever have football in the Olympics, that's how I hope our Team USA road unis look.
We look like the Giants.
Yeah, that's a good-looking uniform there. A good little red, white, and blue, and gray pants.
Yeah, I didn't think
silver britches.
I didn't think Tyrod Taylor looked all that bad either. I thought you know there was a lot to be excited about with the Giants. Obviously, probably the biggest storyline from that game was who was calling plays for the Patriots, because in true Belichickian fashion, he doesn't have coordinators that he announces. You basically are just an assistant coach, and he doesn't like talking about who calls defensive signals, even though it's clearly his son that's doing it right now, Steve. And he doesn't like to talk about who's calling plays. There is some question as to whether it's going to be Matt Patricia, Rockstar's old coach, or it's going to be Joe Judge.
Yep.
The former Giants coach. Last night, it was clearly Patricia. He's calling the plays.
Well, they said afterwards that Patricia and Judge are working together.
Yeah.
A tandem.
Patricia's the one that is walking around with the paper, talking in the headset, and as soon as he finishes talking, you know, whether it was Bailey Zappi or Brian Hoyer is calling the play in the huddle. So it was
still
obviously
has the pencil?
That's his look. He's going with that look.
And it's lower and lower. It's not straight across. It's low.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it only gets straight across if things are going good, Rockstar. Yeah.
Ugh, so annoying. Got that hat on backwards.
Yeah, I've never liked the Patricia look. So that's a big story in New England. And Belichick was asked about it afterwards, gave exactly the response you thought he would give. He tells the reporter, don't worry about that.
America's game tonight, 5 o'clock NFL Network, Falcons and Lions. And then three other games, Browns and Jags, Cardinals and Bengals, Jets and Eagles, all going at 6 and 6:30 there tonight. Part of the show being brought to you by our friends at Odie's. After Brown tells us about Odie's, don't go anywhere yet. I have one more hot take on something else that happened yesterday, which is, I almost said something I shouldn't have said. The worst misjustice I have seen in sports this month.
Good God, and it's August 12th.
It's August 12th already, huh?
On show 506 for us.
I don't want to overstate it, but it was a horrible call.
Trust me, you just overstated it about as bad as you could. Hey, at Birmingham Institution, it is Odie's Crestline Village. Our guy Rodney Davis cooking up incredible lunches and dinners for almost 25, 26 years. Burgers, award-winning wings. Great sandwiches. Our favorite on the show is that Diablo sandwich. It is terrific. Go see our good friends, Will Hafer, that great staff at Odie's. World famous trivia every Wednesday night there as well. Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
Okay, you guys know that I've refereed one SEC football game. That was the A-Day game at Alabama. Thank you to Steve Shaw back then allowing me to do that. But I used to actually, part-time money, call Little League and high school baseball games. That was what I did some while I was in college and early adult life until TV schedule got too much. I couldn't do it anymore. And the rule is, even if it's the wrong call, if somebody calls foul ball, an umpire calls foul ball, the play is dead. It's a foul ball. Okay. I don't care which umpire calls it, but if somebody screams foul ball, the play stops. It's over with.
That's why you don't scream when it's fair.
That's right. You don't make a call. Point when it's fair.
You point when it's fair, but you scream loudly
foul!
And you're demonstrating.
Yeah. God, Ricky Palacio in here.
Foul! Right?
He does the strike.
Three.
So in the
ducks the guy off.
Oregon-Washington game. Right. Now, Washington could still win the game.
This is Little League World Series you're fired up about.
I'm not going to go kick six on this. Sometimes we'll say, if it wasn't for the kick six, Alabama's, and we don't know if Alabama's going to win that game or not.
They're going overtime.
Right. We don't know that. Yep. But Washington could still win this game yesterday, but it's Washington and Oregon, border war, Little League, who's going to go to Williamsport, and it's a 2-2 game. Well, there's a ball hit down the third baseline. By the way, it's not the third base umpire's call. He should not be involved in this all. The home plate umpire's the guy who makes this call, right? But the third base ump does go, foul! Hands in the air just like that. Foul!
Foul!
Foul! Right?
Son of a...
And you can see the third baseman, the left fielder, they all check up.
Okay.
Because he yelled, foul!
Right, all right.
But the home plate umpire goes...
Sell it, Jimmy.
Home plate umpire goes...
He points fair. Yeah. Now, do they do this simultaneously? Like, one yells foul, one points fair, much simultaneously.
I think same time.
All right.
And it's the home plate umpire's call. I'm not questioning that.
But once an umpire gives foul, it's dead ball. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
They go to replay, and they come out, and they count the play, count the run.
No, that is a miscarriage of justice.
Horrible call.
Worst one of the month.
Now, Washington likely is going to score regardless if the kid checks up or not.
But you don't. Kid could trip and fall.
Yeah. It's a horrible way to end the game.
Yeah. Oh, that was a game ender, huh?
Yeah, it's a walk-off.
Does one of them go home now? They don't get to go
Oregon's
to Williams?
I think Oregon's done. By the tears of the Oregon players who collapse on the field.
That's always the worst thing because they're kids.
No, they're kids. Like if you screw up a major league game, I still get paid.
Collapse on the field. Yeah. And I've told this story before. I will say it briefly again. One time, all I had was I was a third base ump, four umpires in an 11-year-old game.
And that's the Cadillac position, right? Third base, you make almost no calls. Yeah.
Well, one kid rounds third one time, and I'm in Columbiana, Alabama. Rounds third base just a little bit, and the catcher catches it and throws it down to third base, and he's going to be out by a mile. Except the little kid, as he brings the glove down to tag him, the ball comes out as he's bringing it down. So as he goes to tag him, the ball's laying down on the dirt. I'm the only one in the whole place that can see this, me and the third baseman. And he goes in and tags with the glove. Well, the ball's on the ground. And by him diving back hand first, he is blocking his bench right over here, his coach, who happens to be about 6'6", 260.
Very even-tempered guy.
And I go, safe.
Liquor on his breath. Yeah.
Safe.
Right.
I was more like, safe, he's back. Ball's out. I said something like that. Here comes.
All right. He said it, guys. Let's go.
Guys, no, ball's out. Let's do
guy,
it.
That's right. This guy shoots the 15 feet off the bench, and he is in my face, and then he grabs me. I mean, I'm probably 17 years old at this point. He grabs me by both arms.
Did you toss him out?
It lifts me.
Hey, buddy, you're out of here.
He lifts me off the game. I wiggle this arm out and say, you're out. Without my, I think it's the only ejection in baseball history.
Just places you in the garbage can.
That is, a coach is ejected by an umpire who's not touching earth.
Oh, hilarious.
So it's, and that's early in the game, too. So the fans are really, really on the, us as the umpires. And I can tell this now. I won't name the umpire. He had one of those outside chest protectors, our head guy.
Yeah.
Outside chest protector, who I think also was a local sheriff. Outside. He goes to the car in between innings.
Oh, no.
And
oh, he loads up?
So he comes back, and I'm like, well, this is getting heated. I mean, you may want to call some of your friends and get us out of here after the game. Don't worry about it, Jimmy. He pulls that thing back. He's got a little pistol set down there.
Oh, my God.
So for the next three innings, every foul ball that hits that chest protector, I'm thinking, he's going to shoot the catcher in the back.
Your mind.
I'm sitting there going, please don't go off.
By the way, he's not over exaggerating. He's literally worried about that the rest of the game.
Oh, I did.
No, it's just like, again, like on Naked Gun when Reggie Jackson, when they're arguing and Reggie Jackson's going after the queen and Leslie Nielsen pulls the gun out and the coach is going, nope, you're right.
He was safe.
I'm sorry. Everybody keep your head.
We're back in a moment. Part of the show being brought to you by our friends at Michelson Laser Vision.
I can't wait, man. I'm going to go see Dr. Jennifer Michelson and get my evaluation on Monday. I've got astigmatism. Close, fine. I can't even see some shots. And Dunaway will attest to this. I'll hit shots on the golf course and people say, great shot, Brown. I'm like, is it on the green?
Humble brag.
What?
Did I make it in that damn hole? Yeah. It happens every time.
What I do? What I say? Yeah. So, yeah.
Better example is we're on the at the Floribama on our eighth floor suite over there overlooking the Gulf. And I said, man, that storm is blowing in. Look at that sailboat out there. And you're like,
oh, I got astigmatism. Yeah, there? I got no distance viewing. So they're going to fix that for me at Michelson Laser Vision. Call Dr. Jennifer Michelson, Dr. Mark Michelson, the team, Amy there at Michelson Laser Vision. Remember, when you schedule your consultation, tell them, I heard about it on the next round. Brown was talking about playing golf and not being able to see his shot close up to the hole. I want to see all my great golf shots. 969-8100, 969-8100, MichelsonLaserVision.com.
Take the next round anywhere you go with official Next Round gear. Buy yours today at nextround.store.
This hour of the Next Round is brought to you by Culver's, now featuring the Big Wisconsin Cheese Pub Burger. Stop in the Highway 150 or the Highway 280 location and enjoy one today. That's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
ERA King has the new Guaranteed Move program, which lets you compare instant offers with open market offers so you can choose how and when to sell your home. You can close with a quick cash offer, no showings, and no open houses, or you can explore multiple offers through a traditional listing. Available only through ERA King. Guaranteed Move puts you in control. Visit movewithking.com or text MOVE to 35620. To learn more, that's MOVE, M-O-V-E, to 35620.
By now, you know I love the game of golf and getting on the golf course as much as I can. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. Simply put, Ballantrae Golf Club in Pelham is one of the best public golf courses I have ever played. It's always in fantastic condition. The people out there are so friendly. They just treat you like family. They're happy you're there. And the pace of play, they keep it moving. Those are all things that are important to me. See them for yourself. 620-GOLF, 620-4653 to make a tee time at Ballantrae. Also improve your game with a professional staff of Hal Brown, Jerry Applegate, Jay Chambers, all great teachers for Ballantrae Golf Club, just off I-65 in Pelham.
Summer of 2022, it's time to do something new. Ocean City, Maryland, and our friends at Residence Inn by Marriott, Ocean City is ready to welcome you. Kayak from Bayside Beach, swim in the Atlantic, dine at Bayview Bar and Grill, local golf packages, great restaurants, and a lot more. See everything online at residenceinoc.com. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook. Do something different this summer. Residence Inn by Marriott, Ocean City, Maryland.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. You've heard me for years talk about our friends at Bromberg's Jewelers, and we welcome you to stop by and see that great customer service at the Mountain Brook and Summit locations. But we'd also love for you to check out their new online shop. They've got plenty to choose from. Great gifts, big and small. Available online, they've got David Yurman, Tudor watches, select diamond and gemstone jewelry, William Henry, seasonal and favorite giftware items and baby gifts as well. They've even got an online sales section. For more information, Bromberg's.com.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Things fall apart. There's even a book about it, but that doesn't mean you have to break the bank to fix them. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a new renovation option that will make repairs and other home improvements easy. If you've recently purchased a home and find yourself short on cash, or you're looking to buy a fixer-upper, Mortgage Right's renovation loan program can help you spruce up your space. Repairs can be made to your roof, plumbing, flooring, and more with the help of top-notch mortgage professionals. So get your fix by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR and MLS 2239 Equal Housing Lender. Summer means cookouts and spending time with the family and friends in the backyard. Ryan Brown here. Nothing can ruin a party like mosquitoes. Wayne's environmentally safe Mosquito Plus solution safely and effectively eliminates mosquitoes. Plus, they provide protection against fleas and ticks, helping keep your outdoor entertainment spaces safe, comfortable, and pest-free for your family and your four-legged family members. Wayne's has turned my backyard oasis into my happy place. They can do the same for you. Give them a call, 866-WAYNES-1 or call Wayne's.com.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round hosts a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation, while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, presented by Redmont Vodka. LT has in-depth conversations with personalities like Clay Travis and Taylor Hicks. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple and Spotify. And remember to like and subscribe.
All right, Forrester, get Shane Beamer ready to go here in a second. We're going to give you a dose of Shane Beamer.
We like this guy, don't we?
We do a lot. Ryan Lemon's going to join us from Kentucky Sports Radio at 10:25 to talk to us about Calipari versus Stoops. Brown, tell us about Precision, and then we'll enjoy 3 minutes and 18 seconds of Shane Beamer.
Are you going to say the same thing to me or to the listeners that you said to me about Shane Beamer, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Listen, Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics wants to get you back on track. High school football about to start, college football. There are going to be injuries, right? Make sure you choose Precision Sports Medicine, including the return of Dr. Joseph Sherrill, the famous hand surgeon. They're rebuilding champions on and off the field at Precision Sports Medicine. Make an appointment today, 855-219-6200. That's 855-219-6200 or precisionsportsortho.com.
Okay, Shane Beamer from Gamecocks Football on Twitter here takes his team on a walkabout. Now, close your eyes. You can imagine this could be Nick Saban. It could be Brian Hartson. It could be anybody. Just the respect Shane Beamer has for the people he's about to talk about right here. Listen.
All right. Good morning. First of all, Brad Johnson, happy birthday, Brad. In all seriousness, all right, we're taking a walk. All right, we're taking a 10-minute walk. We're going to be outside. All right, so if you guys, you can wear what you're wearing. I don't care. We'll meet right down there in the lobby like we did for the spring game. See you downstairs at 9:07. Let's go. All right, everybody hear me okay? That wasn't easy to get up here, correct? In all seriousness, I want you to understand what we do and then also who we do it for. And y'all saw a lot of stuff happening on this walkover. You saw people out there trimming those trees to make it look great for game day. You see all the construction. You can see the new LED lights and ribbon boards. But imagine you make that walk here. And now you got to climb all those steps to the very top of the upper deck where your head is up against the back of the stadium on the last row. People pay money to come watch you guys play and do that. I don't want us to lose sight of the sacrifices that people make to come watch you guys play down there. People pay money to park, to then walk all the way down Bluff Road, to then climb up this ramp and these steps like we just did to watch you play. People park all the way over there on the top of Rosewood Drive, pay to walk all the way down Rosewood, all the way around the State Fair, to then make this climb all the way to the top to watch you guys play and the sacrifices that they make as well. They're going to come out here. You know how our fans are. They're the best in the country. They'll be out here when we play Georgia State. It's at night. And then they're also going to do that same walk and that same climb when we play Georgia, the second home game, at 12 noon when it's around 100 degrees out here. And they're going to sit out here in the sun. We're up here. You're damn near touching the sun for 3.5 hours for you. I want to make sure we don't lose sight of what we're doing and who we're doing it for. And everybody has their why. And whether it's the fan base or whether it's your family, friends, there's a lot of people that make sacrifices to come watch us play. Don't ever, ever, ever take that for granted as well. All right, we got a lot of good going on in this team. Let's keep it going.
Shane Beamer right there. I love college football. Love college football fans. It's amazing.
It really is, and I like that guy. I like his attitude. As Kerry says, what's the narrative going to be if they actually suck? Because people love this guy right now.
Yep.
He's done everything right at South Carolina. He won some games probably wasn't supposed to win last year. He approached it with a great attitude and energetic. He sold his fan base. They've done a pretty good job recruiting. All that's left now is to win games, which has been the hardest part at South Carolina.
You know, it's tough to win in the SEC. It's tough to win.
And especially
Tennessee's rising. Kentucky is a football school.
Especially when you're not at one of the primo schools.
Georgia's the defending national champion. And Florida's Florida. I mean, it's tough at South Carolina. It's tough.
But people love this guy. I mean, he's one of the few coaches in the conference. You could say his approval rating's probably near 100%.
I don't think they lose because of coaching. Ashley, great female listener. Shane Beamer's getting USC fans excited.
He is.
Yeah, South Carolina fans too. I don't call them USC.
I don't either. I think she was just being brief in the chat room.
Jay says, damn, I like this guy more and more every time I see him doing something.
He does it right.
I do too. Yep. All right, top of the hour. Some things happening in college football, including an Alabama football commitment and a lot more. When we come back, Jimbo talking about his quarterbacks. And there's a report about quarterbacks. That's coming up as well. And then we'll talk to Ryan Lemon about Calipari versus Stoops. Is it a big deal in the Big Blue Nation? We'll talk about that all coming up. Part of the show today being brought to you by the great folks at the University of Montevallo. Montevallo, a great place for your son or daughter to go to school. Schedule that in-person tour. Montevallo.edu. Montevallo.edu. And find out why you belong at Montevallo.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923.